Well, good afternoon, everybody. We're calling this meeting of the TRPA Environmental Improvement Transportation and Public Outreach Committee to order. The date is Wednesday, January 27th, 2021. It is 3:10, and we are having a virtual meeting today. The first item on the agenda is the roll call to determine the quorum. And Tracy, I believe you're going to do that for us.
Yes, I am.
Great.
Thank you. Mr. Yates?
Yes, I'm here.
Ms. Williamson?
Here.
Ms. Novacell?
Here.
Mr. Lawrence?
Here.
Ms. Hill? Ms. Gustafson?
Here.
Ms. Faustinos?
Here.
We have a quorum.
Great, thank you so much. Okay, I'm going to go over the meeting rules for the day, which I know many of you have already heard too many times, but for the record, to observe the meeting, please go to trpa.org under announcements. In the center of the page, click on listen. Live Governing Board, January 27, 2021, online meeting. Members of the public can find all meeting materials under Documents, Meetings and Notices, January 27, 2021, Governing Board meeting. To participate in this Environmental Improvement, Transportation, and Public Outreach Committee meeting with your comments, please utilize the hand-raising function in the GoToWebinar platform at the appropriate agenda item. With your hand raised, you will be unmuted by TRPA staff and have 3 minutes to address the Environmental Improvement, Transportation, and Public Outreach Committee. If you have contacted the TRPA for reasonable accommodation and received a unique PIN for dial-in, please make sure that you enter that PIN so that you can be identified and unmuted by TRPA staff. If you are using GoToWebinar's Instant Join web app, please make sure it is opened in the Google Chrome browser and that you allow access to your microphone in order to be unmuted. If you are joining via AutoStream, please note that this is a listen-only option. If you wish to address the Environment Improvement, Transportation, and Public Outreach Committee, you will need to log in via GoToWebinar on your computer, tablet, or smartphone. If you are joining via the AutoStream, please note that this is a listen-only option. If you wish to address the Environment Improvement, Transportation and Public Outreach Committee, you will need to log in via GoToWebinar on your computer, tablet, or smartphone, or the dial-in number you received with your registration. For Environmental Improvement, Transportation and Public Outreach Committee members, if you wish to speak, please alert me via chat, via the chat function, if you are online, or speak up if you are calling in. Please make sure to chat to the panelists and organizers. Committee members may only use a chat function to indicate a desire to speak. This function may not be used to have sidebar conversations. And finally, everyone remember to mute your mic unless speaking to cut down on background noise. I guess the next item is the approval of the agenda. And staff, are there any changes to the agenda?
There are no changes.
Great. So we will deem the agenda approved, approved, amended for the record. And now we're going to be moving on to the nomination and appointment of chair. And this is on agenda item number 2. And of course, we have very big shoes to fill, given our previous chair's, you know, long service for this committee. And in order to start with the nomination and appointment of the chair, I would actually like to make a motion to elect Jim Lawrence to be our chair. And do you accept this motion? I would
second that motion. I think it's a great motion. Thank you.
Oh, great. Thank you. So do we have an acceptance of the nominee?
Well, thank you both. Yeah, I'd be honored to serve as chair. Thank you.
Great. Thank you, Jim. We appreciate all that you do for TRPA, and it's a lot. So are there any questions for the committee members? Okay, if there are none, we will go ahead and open this up to the public comment. And I think I'm going to turn over the gavel to you, Jim, at this point, right? To staff to hear the public comments, right? So if any member of the public wishes to address the committee on this agenda item, please raise your hand now and go to webinar to be unmuted by TRPA staff.
Thank you, Madam Vice Chair. At this time, there are no hands raised to make a public comment on this item.
Okay, great. So we will close public comment. And are there any comments from the committee?
Thanks, Jim. That's all I just wanted to say is thank you.
Great.
You're welcome.
And I'm not seeing any other comments in the chat. So I think we're ready to vote on the election of Jim Lawrence as our committee chair. Okay, any discussion by the committee? Comments or questions?
I think it's a great choice.
Yeah. Okay, well, let's pass it along then to Tracy for a voice vote.
Hey, Melinda. If you want a voice vote, you can just call for it. You don't need Tracy.
All right, terrific. So the, all those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Great. Okay, anyone opposed? All right, hey, Jim, you got it. So motion passes.
All right, well, thank you, Belinda, and thank you all. I really look forward to this, and I'm looking forward to working with all of you. In fact, I'm so looking forward to it, I might turn my camera on. So there we go.
And I'll turn mine off, thank you.
My backdrop's not as good as yours, though. So thank you, and I'm gonna be reaching out to all of you individually, probably over the next couple of weeks to get your thoughts on the EIP committee and agenda items to bring forward. And I look forward to working with every one of you. So thank you. This does bring us to agenda item number 3, which is the Transportation Funding Initiative briefing. This is an informational item. It's found on page 801 of the packet. And I believe it's going to be Nick Haven doing the presentation. So with that, I'll turn it over to you, Nick.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Congratulations on being placed in as chair. We look forward to working with you as staff. Thank you, committee members. Nick Haven, for the record, TRPA staff. And looking forward to the opportunity here to brief you on this exciting collaborative effort that we've been working on to generate new transportation funding. So as you heard earlier today in our pick, new transportation funding and delivering that transportation system is another one of those key puzzle pieces, right, that we need to bring to fruition in order to deliver transportation improvements in our sustainable communities. So we're now emphasizing that transportation system a little more. The profile of transportation is probably as high as ever, and we're now positioned, I think, to make significant progress over the next few years in implementing that envisioned transportation system. So what is before you today and in the packet is a work plan that's been collaboratively developed with TRPA and TTD with input from a number of partners along the way. And it really looks to mobilize that collaborative regional approach to transportation funding. Okay, so that's what we're gonna walk through today with you. So this effort is really an outgrowth of several years of work in various venues and by various partners. So as you know, the bi-state consultation has been meeting, really zeroing in on regional priorities and landing on the need to do exactly this and really investigate and secure additional funding for transportation. TTD has also been working and closed out kind of the first phase of their One Tahoe program. And then the local governments have also been working on transportation funding initiatives, either considering them or even actually putting some in place. And so this effort really needs to harness all of that work. And really what it's done is coalesced around kind of that growing agreement that we all do need to come together and work toward a strategy on how to seek additional funds for the region's transportation priorities. And so this multi-sector approach is looking to get the whole transportation system working together in all of its pieces. There's a lot of players. And so this is an attempt to mobilize that. And so we're taking that collaborative approach and we've developed this attached work plan to really rally around to develop that ask. What is that ask, whether it's at legislatures, whether it's a federal government, whether it's locally or regionally, for transportation funding? And so this committee, this Environmental Improvement, Transportation and Public Outreach Committee, is, you know, really proposed to be a central committee for this effort, along with other committees that I'll go through in a minute. And so we recognize, you know, this is a big lift. That includes a significant role for this committee to help kind of find some consensus across TTD and TRPA boards and really bring out and discuss those larger policy issues, because it's important that we draw out some of these critical issues early in this process so that we can continue to move ahead in an efficient manner. We do have a relatively tight schedule, with an important driver being the delivery of a package of information that can support a Nevada Legislative Oversight Committee resolution that's due around the August-September timeframe. And Jim may want to elaborate on that a little later because he is very close to that. As well as, you know, this committee is probably gonna need to meet monthly and we can talk about that. We'll work obviously with the chair to set that schedule, but it's gonna be a roll up the sleeves, 6-8 months here to meet that timeline. So just kind of wanted to put that out there. Tracy, can you go to the next slide, please? So I'm gonna go ahead and take an opportunity. I'm hoping you can see this, and if not, it's in your packet. But I'm gonna go ahead and walk through this work plan. I also wanted to note that Carl Hastie's on the line, and Carl, feel free to jump in. We've been working on this for a while together. And bringing this forward, so I just wanted to make sure that everyone was aware. Carl's available for any questions, and feel free to jump in, Carl. So I'm going to go ahead and walk through this work plan, and I'm going to kind of start with who is involved and how are people involved, and that's going to really go down that left column there, and those really are the different venues or groups that are going to have different roles in this process. And so there are going to be definitely some tough issues, you know, that we're going to need to work out, you know, who pays, how much, regional distribution and return to source issues, who administers any new funding possibilities. So there's a lot of those issues that, again, we need to kind of draw out early. And have different venues to kind of work out, whether it's providing information to support the discussion of those issues or, you know, hashing those out at a higher level. And so this work plan, I will also then, after running through kind of the committees and the groups, I will then kind of head right and talk a little bit about the sequence of events here and the process and what we're going to walk through over time. Okay. And so if you look, we're going to start there with the blue box that says technical. And so, you know, in order to have a team that can really help with production and have the technical expertise, we've enlisted the Transportation Implementation Committee. So this is a committee that's been meeting over the last year and a half. And primarily, it's made up of local public works directors, the state DOTs, the GIDs and PUDs that deliver projects. So the people that really do transportation deliver the projects at the local level and at the state levels, as well as TRPA and TTD. And so this group's, like I said, been meeting for a while, but we're really going to zero in on this effort because it needs to be the production group to get some of this foundational information prepared. And so last week we met with that group and kind of geared them up to be looking at, you know, what we're going to be working on over the next 6 to 8 months. And, you know, we also inserted a chair and vice chair And so Peter Kratz from Placer County is going to help chair that committee, which will free us up as staff to be able to more provide the content and not have to run the meetings as well. And so Peter Kratz is the chair. Brendan Ferry from El Dorado County is the vice chair. And they're both very hands-on in this process, and we look forward to working with them. And so this group is going, I'm going to get into the tasks a little bit more, at least a summary of them, so that it can illustrate, you know, what are the types of product and work product that they're going to be developing. And really, it's an implementation strategy that really pulls from the RTP, Regional Transportation Plan, pulls from the bi-state priorities, pulls from the local priorities, and begins to stitch together kind of that regional and local priorities. So you're talking about marrying up, you know, regional goals with local capital improvement programs and initiatives. And so this production group is going to be responsible for developing and vetting a lot of materials to the policy group. I'll get there in a minute, as well as receiving feedback and direction from the policy group. So it's a little bit of a two-way communication, and there's a lot of interaction there. So next, I'll move on down to this green box, and this is where this committee fits in. And this is where these policy review teams, we're calling them, there's two of them. So the TRPA committee will be this EIP, Transportation Public Outreach Committee, and then the TRPA, I mean, excuse me, the TTD board is going to serve as kind of that other policy review team where we can discuss and bring forward policies that need to be considered in this effort and work through some of those. And so as you can see, we're going to start kicking off with you next month. And Carl and I will be working with Jim Lawrence and Cindy from the TTD side to make sure that there's, you know, critical coordination between those two committees and mapping out those agendas kind of going forward over the next coming months. So the next group that is identified is this policy consensus team. And this is really the larger, building on the larger bi-state working group that will include many players that really kind of can't meet more frequently, but need to be checked in with. And, you know, this allows for the involvement and check-in with the Secretary of Resources, the Director of Department of Conservation and Natural Resources, the Caltrans and NDOT directors, private sector leaders, local government leaders, and many others. And there's kind of rosters attached. It's the last page of this work plan, so you can get a flavor of who. And so the important point here is that a lot of these committees, you know, we know transportation has a lot of stakeholders and a lot of folks involved, and we wanted to make sure we were being as efficient as possible in setting up these committees so that we didn't have a lot of overlap, but we definitely had sector representation. So I wanted to be clear about that. And so that group, that larger bi-state group, will be that critical check-in to make sure we're on the right path and that we can really move forward. And so there's two kind of primary meetings set up that are going to be looking for some consensus building work to gain some direction from that group, as you can see in the schedule. And so in addition, I wanted to make light of the bottom line here. And, you know, this effort is going to take a lot of one-on-one meeting, education, meeting directly with local government leaders, making sure they have what they need in order to, you know, go to the larger Board of County Commissioners or city councils. It's going to be a lot of meetings with the private sector, the resorts, the lodging community. And so that's trying to be illustrated down here in the bottom. And just wanted to make note of that, right? There's a lot of other activity going on. So with that, I can pause for a second, but I did want to start moving kind of to the right and talk a little bit about the flow and sequence here of how we move some of this information forward. So I'm going to pause and take a sip of water and see if there's any questions.
Does any committee members have any questions for Nick? Doesn't sound like it. I have a comment, Nick. Yeah. I think, and he pointed it out, that bottom row with the frequent check-in with states, local governments, and private sector, I think that is going to be key, because there are just going to be these important stakeholders that won't necessarily be participating in all these groups. And I think it's going to be imperative for this committee and committee members to make sure to identify those that we need to check in with.
Absolutely. Great comment. And we definitely encourage that, to identify, you know, those stakeholders that we need to check in with, and get their feedback with. All right. So now I'm going to go ahead and start to lay out kind of more left to right in terms of what we're going to be producing. And so really, we start with the development of some foundational information that we're already starting to package. And again, that's based on a lot of the work that's already done. And I guess the good news here is that we have a lot of work to build on. And so this fairly tight timeline is definitely doable. We have the information. I think we can get it together pretty quickly. And so it starts with this real foundational information that identifies those top priorities and projects and costs, and begins to quantify those benefits. You know, what do we get for it in terms of GHG reduction, and what's the implementation capacity of the region, and coming from that delivery side of what can we really accomplish and deliver realistically. And so that's going to flow out of that group, and that will help inform a lot of the discussion. You know, how much money are we going to need to go after? How do we consider federal, state, local, other funding opportunities? So that then moves into the evaluation, the consideration of the funding mechanism. So this is really where One Tahoe focused, and I think there's a framework there that we can again utilize and make sure and check in that, you know, what other funding sources are there, what other screening criteria or considerations should be made in evaluating potential funding mechanisms, and then arriving at a recommendation. We need to be able to put something forward, because in order to move to the next level of, you know, how are things administered, what's the relationship or goal with going after federal strategy or a state strategy or a regional strategy and the relationship between those, that really kind of depends on what types of funding mechanisms you're looking at and deciding to move and mobilize on. And so that's where we land on that check-in, right? That star with the larger bi-state group. You know, are we on the right track? Is this something we can do and move together on? And so that really then helps us work the logistics of implementation, administration, all those issues. And I definitely invite, you know, those that have been involved in the development of some of this to chime in on, you know, some of those bigger issues that we're already identifying and that will likely come forward. And so then we look at, and this is actually not necessarily a sequential thing, because an outreach and communication strategy and legislative strategy probably needs to be fixed on this sheet, because it doesn't necessarily start at the tail end. It actually starts much, much sooner and almost initially, because there's various levels of outreach that we need to do. More of the heads up, here's what we're working on, here's what we're doing and looking for support on initially. And then that evolves over time to a more honed message and strategy. So I wanted to just make note of that, you know, it's shown in task five there as kind of at the tail end, but that needs to be actually pulled all the way back to the front end of this process as well. And then, so then we're looking really to the final product being a collaborative funding proposal that has broad-based support, and provides that compendium of background information that really answers a lot of those anticipated questions that we're going to get, whether it's from the public, whether it's from legislators, whether it's from local partners. And so that's where a lot of that foundational technical work can help answers a lot of those questions. And so driving toward specifically that response to the Nevada Oversight Committee resolution development, and then coming up with a lot of things can kind of spin out of this product, we're hoping, is, you know, what is the federal legislative priority that we need to maybe go attack with other folks? What is the state legislative proposal? Where is the region at? And so hopefully this can provide the momentum to move the region forward on delivering that transportation system that we're seeking. And so I'm going to go ahead and stop there. I can ask Carl to chime in if I missed anything, because sometimes I'm in the weeds a little too much here and it needs to be scaled up a little bit. But I'm hoping I at least captured what we're trying to do, how we're going to try and do it, and who's involved. So thanks. I'll turn it over, see if Carl has any words, and then answer questions or facilitate discussion. Thanks.
So, Nick, Carl had to leave.
Carl's not here anymore. Okay, darn. I knew he had to run. We had a tight timeline. But so, Chair Lawrence, at that point, I'd invite you to chime in or open it up to questions.
Great. Thanks, Nick. I appreciate the presentation. And I know you and Carl spent a lot of time working on this, and it's great that TRPA staff and TTD staff are getting alignment on how we can move forward on this. Really appreciate the presentation. I think I have a couple of comments. One is because you mentioned the Nevada Oversight Committee. But before I get there, I just think this is going to be incredibly important yet daunting timeframe for a couple of reasons. One, you know, we've heard, you know, at the TRPA board for several years now just how important tackling transportation is to the community, and it's time to get something done. Second, if folks listened in on our pick with the work going on with the VMT threshold being tied to transportation funding, it makes this work even more important. And then lastly, you know, I will mention the Nevada Oversight Committee. You know, in Nevada, we meet on the biennium, the legislature does, but in the interim, there is a standing committee focused on Lake Tahoe issues. This last interim, they took a lot of testimony regarding just how important and critical getting some transportation funding and fixes in place is going to be. I think the committee was extremely sympathetic, but I think they also had a lot of questions about greater detail, particularly timing, funding, equity, all of those issues that you laid out, Nick. And so they agreed to sponsor a resolution that's going to be probably introduced in the legislative session within the next month. That resolution will support the work of the Bi-State Transportation Group and request basically a report back on transportation funding recommendations along with equity issues to be reported at their first meeting, which most likely will be August, September, or October of this year, which is a tight timeframe. So I wanted the committee to have a kind of an appreciation of what's going on in the background. And what's driving some of these timeframes. So with that, I'll open up to any committee members that might have some questions. I don't see anything in chat, so I'll just open it up.
Jim, I have just some comments, not necessarily some questions. I'm glad you put that framework out there from the standpoint of the Nevada Oversight Committee. When that resolution comes out, it's important that we get that to the California side, because we'll probably want to put something similar out in California, and we need to figure out, we're working right now to figure out who are going to be some of our legislative champions on the California side. The thing I want to say to Nick is the way way I see this working with us having TTD and TRPA's committee here as the kind of policy oversight of what the technical folks says, is that we need to have something more than just a meeting to meet. I mean, it's going to be in response to whatever is happening with the technical folks, and maybe assignments for things for us to do to help move the ball along, because we really are on a tight track. So if in fact there are areas where we need work, let's say a jurisdiction is not quite on board with what we're doing and what are the issues, then maybe that's where some of us spend some time. So it's going to have to be a very proactive, not reactive, process. And we often, especially in transportation meetings, we have big meetings and we set forth goals and we talk about policies, and then we kind of have that meeting and then we move to the next meeting. That's not going to work here, because we're now going to be really on a legislative schedule, that in the end would be an agreement within this basin that we're going to submit to the, which will be to both legislators, to how we feel either we're capable of raising our own revenue and how we think this would be appropriate and how it'd be administrated and how it's going to be operated, and everybody's in agreement, or where we need assistance beyond the formulaic transportation process that doesn't fit for the smallest metropolitan planning organization in both states. It's just not going to work. So therefore, the federal government, they've established the need for a bi-state compact and whatnot. We get some special treatment as a result of our needs. The investment that should occur in Lake Tahoe, because of its value to the nation, not only to the two states, but also to the nation, that we set up this thing, and therefore really making the pitch that, you know, we need to get this in place so we preserve this resource, preserve the resources that are around it and the revenue that can be generated by it, the spectacular, unbelievable lake itself and the surrounding area, all of which is going to be destroyed if recreational traffic is what we see it coming, would just kind of ruin that experience. So it's going to be a hard sell, but I think we have to be aggressive. And I'm still waiting for that elevator speech that we talked about in the last meeting. Those are the kind of things that we kind of need, is when someone asks me on the street, well, what are you up to, Bill? And I could just say it, you know, in a very simple way. Oh, I'm working on this. And just so the word gets around. So anyway, that's my pitch. I don't want this to be just a meeting to meet group. We're going to have to really roll up our sleeves and get some work done in the next 8 months.
Thank you, Bill. Excellent comments. I agree 100%. We're not going to meet the time frame if we don't really kind of have these as working meetings and rolling up our sleeves to get stuff done. And the elevator speech, I think, is going to be critical. And sooner than later would be good, as some of us are interacting with different legislators. So that would be very helpful. And I'm also hoping that we could have hard conversations during this committee meeting, because there's a lot of issues that really have to be discussed. And I'm looking forward to having some good, productive conversations. So with that, Cindy, I thought I heard you. Did you have a comment or a question?
I had more of a comment. And really, I think each meeting I attend of TRPA, I'm so impressed with all of the staff work, Nick, especially, and to Carl, pulling this together, along with all of our other initiatives. But I look at transportation, and I know Joanne has said it, and all of us are feeling it. The stage is set. Transportation is the key area that in 50 years of TRPA, we haven't been able to overcome our individual jurisdictional and I'll call them handicaps. They really, you know, the methodology that the states distribute transportation funding, the way local jurisdictions oversee it, is so individualized, it makes it very, very challenging to deal with the basin in a unified approach. But the stage is set with the bi-state and the efforts of California and Nevada coming together and the work that you've done. And I'm so encouraged that, as Bill said, it's time to roll up our sleeves, and we're all here to pitch in and make this a successful effort. I've never seen so much momentum, and I'm so excited about it. Yes, there's challenges. There are always challenges, but we can work through those. We've got great minds and all of our technical people, and there's so much movement in the field of transportation, literally, no pun intended, that this is the time. And so I'm just another one of the cheerleaders saying we can do this. And that what you've outlined, I think, is a very comprehensive, inclusive approach for all of us to follow. So thank you.
Thank you, Cindy. I couldn't agree more. I agree 100%. I think the stage is set, and I'm looking forward to getting some good work done. Yeah, Sue.
Thanks, Jim. Yeah, I had a question on the timeline. Task one, task two, are coming up right now, and task two is identifying which of these revenue sources we're going to use as a priority. Is that something that is going to be dealt with through anything locally, or is it? It sounds like that's more of a bi-state, answer as far as if we can get the Nevada to, to agree to one Tahoe type of program or not. I'm just trying to figure out where we fit in as far as jurisdictions. What are we going to do to help in the next month?
Yeah, that's a great question. And what I see engaging your staffs with that technical committee in developing those potential funding sources, and they could be local funding. They need to account for local funding initiatives. I think what the goal there is of the second task is to really serve up, similar to what One Tahoe did, I think, with the screening of mechanisms and evaluation of mechanisms, but then arriving at kind of a recommendation that not just the bi-state can consider, but hopefully everyone can consider that's involved in this. And so that's the outcome. And so that's why I'm saying it's good that we had kind of that framework that One Tahoe went through, but I think there were folks that maybe didn't feel comfortable with the where that arrived, maybe that there were other funding that should have been looked at. And so we're gonna take that quick step back and evaluate and call for that. What are we missing? What are some new things? There are even new things developed at the local level that weren't in play when One Tahoe went through. So it gives us an opportunity to kind of reevaluate, but then that comes forward as kind of a recommendation that then the bi-state group can consider, local governments can consider. So I hope that helps answer. Question.
Sort of. I mean, I'm just trying to figure out that, it still sounds like within the next month we have to be there. We have to decide what kind of funding source we're going after. Is that correct? Or am I not reading
this? No, that's over the next few months. So initially, the work that we are doing is that foundational information of what are we even going after in terms of amount of funding? What are we going to get for it? And so it's the front end, right? So there's two main components. There's the funding strategy and there's the implementation strategy. And that's kind of at the front end of the work plan document. And so those are two very supportive things, but the one is really the first, the implementation strategy is really looking at the nuts and bolts of what are we delivering? What are we getting? How much? What are we getting for it? And then that helps feed the investigation of funding sources and mechanisms. And so that's okay. A little bit longer lead.
Yeah, got it. I'm kind of feeling the same kind of angst as probably everyone else is that I want to get moving on this. I want to be able to help, but I'm not sure of local revenue sources. I look at what we have. We don't have TOT. We don't have a lot of this that other jurisdictions have. In our unincorporated areas, so it's just very limited. So I want to help. I'm just trying to figure out where to even start on this.
Sue, this is Bill. Maybe I think you're hitting on it. I mean, we have to address how differences among all the jurisdictions around the lake, and it's how do we approach your county? So So it's like, well, what is El Dorado County going to get by us coming to an agreement on what the transportation planning is? And some of the things we have done already approved, for example, would be the Emerald Bay process. Well, that's an expensive process, but I think valuable to El Dorado County. And there may be other things that we should talk about. Just sometimes when I've walked the streets of Myers with you and Brandon and others, is that, oh, well, over here we could do this, or over here we could do that. Well, those are the kind of things I think we need to start talking about, so that when you can go to your colleagues on the west side and say, look, we're thinking about a revenue generating source, and here's what El Dorado County is going to benefit from, and then we get either the reaction or whatnot of that. And if some of it's going to do with, if we were to say charge a fee, for example, well, a lot of people's reaction is, well, why do I charge a fee to go to Tahoe? And isn't that kind of, that's unfair to people who really maybe not be able to afford that fee. All those issues we need to have answers for as to how we would deal with this particular issue, or this may be not the choice because there are other ways for us to do that. But I think we have to have a much better understanding of how we can benefit each individual piece of every jurisdiction within the basin, but treat it as basin as a whole, an agreement. Yes, this is the plan and all these pieces, and this is the price tag. And so how do we do this? And here are the gaps, because if we were to do that under the current system, we'll never get there. But if we, here are the other things we think that we can add to this. And some of it may be that other communities like Placer County, for example, can add things to it. And others will provide something else. I don't know, but that seems to me that the discussion we have to have. Yeah. And then you would feel comfortable wading in with your colleagues as just one member out of five, talking about my district needs this and all that. And they just kind of like, oh, yeah, well, look at all the things we need, too. So it's we need to support one another and getting to that point where people understand, oh, El Dorado County is going to get something out of this. This is a good deal. So that's my hope. That's my hope.
Yeah, no, it's that elevator speech you're talking about. Is that, you know, in trying to figure out how do you not condense it, but how do you unwrap that and get that word out, to may be able to figure out a plan of how my jurisdiction can be a part of the rest. So, yeah. Okay. Got it. Okay.
Yeah. Thank you both. Great comments and great discussion. You know, I would say, Sue, to your first question or comment about local government involvement, I know that my boss, Director Kroll, and he's co-chairing with Secretary Crowfoot in California the bi-state consultation. I know that both of them are not interested in forwarding any sort of recommendations that does not have the buy-in of the local governments and the consensus in the basin. So I look at it as high priority. And then echo what Bill just said about just having a better understanding if there's going to be a pitch towards more of a state revenue source or something else. I know the questions are going to be, what are the local governments contributing? So just having a better idea and understanding, like Bill said, of what the gaps are, I think will be very critical. Belinda, I see that you have a comment, and so go ahead.
Sure. I just really want to echo what everyone is saying about, you know, the need for urgency. You know, in California, we know, you know, the governor's budget's already out and things are baked. So to add new ingredients, you know, takes a lot of leverage. So I would just say that if there's any way I can be helpful, and then I'm happy to, in particular in this virtual world we're in, getting meetings with leadership, which is sometimes hard, is actually a little easier in a virtual world. So I'm happy to join in and try to, you know, help in whatever way I can.
Great. Thank you, Belinda. I'm sure I will be taking you up on that for sure. Any other comments or questions from committee members? Seeing none, I think we'll go to public comment on this. Catherine, are you still around and are you doing the public comment?
Yes, and yes, thank you, Mr. Chair. Steve Teixeira, you can go ahead and unmute yourself to address the committee.
Thank you, Catherine. Thank you, Chair Lawrence, and members of this committee. Steve DeShera, for the record, transportation activist for many decades. I really appreciated some of the comments I heard, particularly Bill and Cindy and others. I wanted to point out that with regard to, you know, the existing state and federal resources that we have are already accounted for in the regional transportation plan. And we know that those are not enough, unless there's something, as Mr. Yates said, that we could get a special designation from the federal government. You know, that's worth exploring. I think we kind of did get that when we got the MPO. We have some money associated with that, but what we really need is project development money and transit services money. So I'm excited about this opportunity that we have with TRPA, TDD, local governments, and other stakeholders working together. And I view my role as one primarily to help engage the private sector and to get them involved. And we are committed to working with you, Mr. Chair, and all the partners to make the timeline that's laid out in front of us. And I agree with the comments that are being made about every one of these meetings has to be very action oriented if we're going to make the schedule that we've laid out for ourselves. So thank you.
Thank you, Steve. And thanks for everything you've done all these years for transportation and everything for Lake Tahoe, and look forward to working with you. Any more public comment, Catherine?
No, Mr. Chair, there are no other hands raised to make public comment.
Jim, you're muted.
Thank you. So this is informational item only. So I don't think you're looking for an action at this point, but Nick, did you have anything else you wanted to add or any clarification, or do you have the direction that you need?
I think I have the direction I need. I appreciate the discussion. I thought they were all very good points, and we look forward to engaging this committee with definitely actionable roll up the sleeves meetings going forward. So thank you.
Great. Thanks, Nick. Appreciate that. If there's no more comments or questions on this agenda item, we'll move on to the next one, which is committee member comments in general. Do any committee members have any comments at this point? Okay, I don't see any in the chat or hear any. I know it's been a long day for a lot of us.
I'll just say I'm glad to be on this committee, Jim, and I'm glad you're chair. And I also think that we, as we work on this, we also should take advantage of the experience that you have and that others have with the EIP process and how successful that has been for Tahoe as we start thinking about the transportation. We've said this in the past, hey, we did this and this is how we did it through the EIP process. Well, maybe we need to kind of look at that. How did we build that? And then is it transferable to what we're trying to do in transportation?
Well said, Bill. I agree. And I think Cindy has said it in the past as well. You know, as a basin, we've tackled EIP, we've tackled aquatic invasive species, we've tackled other issues, and now it's time to tackle transportation and get that done. So appreciate that. Any other member comments?
Hey, Jim, this is Haley. I just wanted to say, I know I'm new on this committee, but I'm really looking forward to working with all of you. Transportation is, it's a very timely issue. I have a lot to learn from all of you, but I'm also going to roll my sleeves up and help where I can. So just looking forward to it, and thanks for your leadership.
Thank you, Haley. Appreciate it, and I'm looking forward to it as well. Other comments? Okay, well, seeing none, we'll move on to the next agenda item, and I think it's one last chance for just general public interest comments regarding the committee. So, Catherine, are there anybody queued up for public interest comments?
Thank you, Mr. Chair. I'll give members of the public a few moments to click that hand raise button to the left side of your control panel if you would like to make a comment to the committee. Mr. Chair, there are no hands raised to make public comment.
Okay, thank you, Catherine. So I'll close public comment at this point and then move to a motion to adjourn. Do I have a motion?
So moved.
Thank you. All in favor?
Aye.
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 Any opposed? Seeing none, it's been a long day, but a great day for TRPA. I think we got a lot done today, and I look forward to working with all of you on the EIP TPO committee. So have a great afternoon and stay dry and warm.